ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमावो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam today, 4th canto, 31st chapter, text number 9.
Narada uvacha tajjanmatani karmani tadayustanmano vachaha nrinam yenahi vishvatma sevyate harireshwaraha। नारद उवाच तज्जन्मनि तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनो वचः नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वरः। नारद उवाच तज्जन्मनि तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनो वचः नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वरः। तज्जन्म तानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनोवच नृणाम् येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर।
What word meaning? Narada uvacha.
Narada said.
Tad janma. That birth. Tani. Those. Karmani. Fruitive activities. Tat. That. Ayuhu. Span of life. Tat. That. Manaha. Mind. Vachaha. Words. Mrinam. Of human beings. Yena. By which. He. Certainly. Vishvatma. The super soul. Sevyate. Is served. Harihi. The supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvara. The supreme controller. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. Purport. In this verse, the word Nirnam is very important. There are many other births beside human birth, but Narad Muni is herein especially speaking of human birth. Among human beings, there are different types of men. Of these, those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness are called Aryans. Among Aryans, one who engages in the devotional service of the Lord is most successful in life. The word Nirnam indicates that the lower animals are not expected to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. But in perfect human society, everyone should engage in the devotional service of the Lord. It does not matter whether one is born poor or rich, black or white. There may be so many material distinctions for one who takes birth in human society, but everyone should engage in the Lord's devotional service. At the present moment, civilized nations have given up God consciousness for economic development. They are actually no longer interested in advancing in God consciousness. Formerly, their forefathers were engaged in executing religious principles. Whether one is Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, or whatever, everyone has some religious institution. Real religion, however, means becoming God conscious. It is particularly mentioned herein that birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken. Activity is successful if it results in serving the Lord. Philosophical speculation or mental speculation is successful when one is engaged in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The senses are worth possessing when engaged in the service of the Lord. Actually, devotional service means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. At the present moment, our senses are not purified. Therefore, our senses are engaged in the service of society, friendship, love, politics, sociology, and so on. However, when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, one attains bhakti or devotional service. In the next verse, these matters will be more clearly explained. When one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Lord, he said all his desires were fulfilled. He said, today everything is auspicious. Today my birthplace and neighborhood are completely glorified. Today my senses, from my eyes down to my toes, are fortunate. Today my life is successful because I have been able to see the lotus feet that are worshipped by the goddess of fortune.
Hare Krishna. The great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. So we are studying from the chapter, Narada instructs the Prachetas. In the first part of this purport, Prabhupada is telling us about the audience. Fortunately, all of us in our life came to ISKCON society, and Prabhupada taught us how to live the life of an Aryan. Who are the Aryans? The Aryans are the Vedic people. Times from the Vedic times, this word was used, Aryan. They were cultured people, educated people, knowledgeable people, especially people who lived with no doubt in God, and they would never deviate from religious principles. They would always walk the path of the Vedas. For them, Vedavak is like their lifeline. And they will not budge 1 inch away from the Vedas. If following the Vedic path would mean that a billionaire has to become a beggar, they will agree to become beggar, but they will never deviate from the Vedic path. So those are called Aryans. The example Prabhupada gives in other purports, he says, Aryan should be like Kardamamuni, like a Brahmana. Or if Aryan has to be Kshatriya, he has to be like a Swayambhavamanu, he says. So, why he gives these examples? Kardamamuni was a very staunch Brahman in the forest. But what type of Brahman he was? He was performing severe austerities in devotion to Lord Vishnu. And when Lord Vishnu came and gave him darshan, Lord Vishnu actually shed tears of affection for Kardamamuni's austerities. So that became Bindu Sarovar. So he was a pure ascetic, pure Brahmana. And even after marriage with Devahuti, in his devotion service there was no slackness. He continued to be as serious as before in his life, either as a celibate or as a grihastha. And it is said, although Kardamamuni was a great ascetic performing austerities, still his body was hale and healthy. He was not very skinny. Why? Because his nourishment for his body came by the sidelong glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is said. Simply by Lord, with his sweet smile, nourished him and made him hale and healthy, it is said. And even while marrying Devahuti, he told Devahuti's father that actually I am marrying her for one very important purpose. Why? Because my father Brahma has requested me to help him, assist him in creating progeny all over the universe. So I am born from the shadow of Brahma as the 10th son. So I have some duty towards my father. But at the same time, I also feel that, you know, the goal of human life is not to become, remain stuck in this material world, but you have to get liberated and go back to God. So, therefore, while performing duty to my father of getting married and begetting children, at the same time, I would like to also prepare for going back to Godhead. So, I will give her a son, then immediately I will take sannyas and go to forest. And it was agreed upon. So this is the meaning of Aryan. Aryan means he is very clear about the goal of life. The goal of life is not sense gratification. The goal of life is to please the Supreme Lord and go back home, back to Godhead. So Aryans are clear about this one particular goal. And Aryans also not only talk about going back to Godhead, they also talk about how to live the life in this world. So, In Ajamila's case, you find he was an Aryan, but he became an Aryan. He fell down from that position of behaving like a Brahmana. He became completely a debauchee of the lowest order, became very degraded. So, this clearly shows that Aryan, when we say, it is not only by birth. Prabhupada says even the Europeans, and they are also Aryan, Prabhupada said. How? Because he said in India, when Parashuram was threatening all the Kshatriyas to kill them, taking his axe, moving around and killing 21 generations of Kshatriyas, many Kshatriyas out of fear of him fled out of India. So they went to Europe. And then Prabhupada said, from Europe, some of the Europeans only entered into America when Columbus discovered America. So Prabhupada said, some of the powerful leaders in Europe and America, they actually come from Aryan race originally. They have the spiritual culture. And Prabhupada said, therefore, when I propagated Krishna consciousness movement, they immediately picked up, Prabhupada said. Because they already come originally from the Vedic culture, they became covered over, and due to different climatic conditions and different local situations, different religious practices they took up. But then they could easily catch Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says that. So, the Aryans not only aim at liberation at the time of death, but even while living, they lead a life of social, political and religious culture, he says. For example, social culture means how people should deal with each other, how you should deal with elders, with younger ones, with equal ones, how man should deal with women, how should we deal with children, how should we deal with animals, how should we deal with the environment, nature around us, how one should treat all. There is something called reverence for all life. There should be reverence for all life, which means respect and dignity should be given to every living form. So, which means the Aryans will not unnecessarily kill even a mosquito or even an ant or even a rat. They will not kill unnecessarily. They will ensure that all living beings get their food and they live happily, because the whole nature is created by Krishna. And all types of foods are available for different creatures. So we have no right to encroach on others' foods, nor are we allowed to kill any creature who is a child of God. That is Aryan. So, Aryans would live with social, actually means another aspect of social is, you know, concerned about the social causes, like the protection of the cow. Cow should not be slaughtered, but the cow should be protected. And also the weaklings should also be cared for. Like for example, the poor, the sick, the needy, the blind, the old, and women, and the brahmanas who are giving knowledge. All these people need to be cared for and protected. So you are also concerned about the social cause. The people, the character of the people in the society. So then society is like a family, it's a big community. So people are concerned about each other. That is social. Then political means the society should be ruled by a king, and the king will be chosen by a body of brahmanas, and the king will choose his ministers for different departmental activities. And then there'll be law and order. And the king will collect the tax from the people and provide them the facilities and everything. That is political. And then thirdly, the most important thing is the religious. Aryan civilization is centered around the religion, because Prabhupada says animal plus religion equal to human. That means human minus religion is animal. Dharmena hina pashubhir samana. When I was going in the train, I saw in Shivajinagar, in the Jhopadipatti is this slum area, there is a gopuram. They have made a temple of their own, small. They made a temple. So wherever there are humans, even the poorest humans will make a small temple and bow down to God. That is the human culture. The very nature of human being is to thank God, express our gratitude, to bow down to Him, to align with His laws, and eventually work towards liberation and purification of heart and liberation. Correct now. So the king should provide facility for the public to listen to the scriptures, like Ramayana, Mahabharata and Bhagavatam and all that. They should be charitable towards the brahmanas and encourage the brahmanas to help the society get purified. The brahmana should actually enlighten the masses. And then he would build temples. There will be worship of the Lord. There will be celebration for the Lord and everything. So this is a religious culture where people live a God-centered life. They come to temple, get inspired by the Lord and carry Lord to their homes. And everybody is carrying Lord in their hearts. Every member of the family. The whole society becomes filled with people who walk the path of God. So then it is Aryan life. And Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, Namam Dushkritano Mudha Prapadyante Naradhama. So there in the Naradhama, Prabhupada gives 4 or 5 definitions of Naradhama, which I will tell you briefly about each of them. The first one he says, those people who have political and social life, but no religious life, they are Naradhama, he says. That means, you know, like there may be nice housing colonies nowadays. Even in Pune you go, there are housing colonies which are very posh. One house is 5 crore or 8 crores. You know, very nice lanes, you know, very nice gardens, beautiful houses, nice society, and they have watchmen, gunmen, everything for protection. So social life is very nicely made. And political life also, they elect people, MLA, MP, and somebody is ruling the country. But there is no religious life. Then Naradhama, Prabhupada says. No matter how much educated they may be, how much they may have, you know, facilities, amenities for living. Second type of Naradhama, Prabhupada says here. He says here that in the Gita, the personality of Godhead clearly states that there is no authority above him and that he is the supreme truth. The civilized form of human life is meant for reviving lost consciousness of the eternal relationship with supreme truth, Lord Krishna, who is all powerful. Whoever loses this chance is classified as a Naradhama. That means if a human being is living but he is not interested in spirituality, especially in reviving Krishna consciousness. He doesn't even touch books like Bhagavad Gita. He doesn't even ask a question, why this world is created, who am I, where is God, what is the goal of life. He does not come to the point of reviving Krishna consciousness. Then he is a Naradhama, he says. And then third type he is saying, we get information from revealed scriptures that when the baby is in the mother's womb, he prays to God for deliverance and promises to worship him alone. Worship him alone as soon as he gets out. To pray to God when he is in difficulty is a natural instinct in every living being. But because he is eternally related with God, but after his deliverance, what he does? A child forgets the difficulties of birth and forgets his deliverer also by being influenced by Maya, the illusory energy. It is the duty of the guardians of children to revive the divine consciousness dormant in them by performing 10 types of samskaras. So, Prabhupada says, however, no samskara is strictly followed now in any part of the world. Therefore, 99.9% of the population is Naradhama, he is saying. So, this is the third one, he is saying. What he is saying, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in a Bhaktivinoda Thakur song, he says, what is that, Bhuliya Rohila Tumi, what is the line before that? Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pishachira Kole, Bajimo Bhuliya Yeshe, Samsara Vitore, Bhuliya Rohile Tumi, Avidyarabhare. Same thing is saying here. Bajimu boliya ese. Means, you told me in the womb of your mother that when you are born, when you are getting out of that very troublesome situation of the womb, you will do bhajan of Krishna. But when you came out, what happened? You forgot the suffering in the womb also and you forgot your promise also. Why? Boliya means what? Forgot. Rohile tumi. Avidyara bhare. You became filled with ignorance. Okay, so that itself is Naradhama. But at least the parents should take such a child and give him 10 types of reformatory ceremonies, sanskaras. Then the child will remember. Annaprashan sanskar, the Namakaran sanskar and all that. When they do that, call the relatives, do bhajan, kirtan, sadhus are brought to home. And then worship of the Lord is done. And prasadam is fed. Then the child has the scope to again revive. But when that is not done, he becomes Naradhama, he says. And then Prabhupada says here, Yeah, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Godhead as a divine master, delivered the typical Narada mass, the brothers Jagai and Madai, and showed how the mercy of a real devotee is bestowed upon the lowest of mankind. So the Naradama, who is condemned by the personality of Godhead, can again revive his spiritual consciousness only by the mercy of a devotee, he is saying. And the Naradamas can be delivered by the submissive hearing process only. But unfortunately, they even refuse to give an oral reception to these messages, and what to speak of surrendering to the will of the Lord. Therefore, Naradamas, the lowest of mankind, will fully neglect the prime duty of human being. They are called Naradamas. That means those who neglect the prime duty in human life and those who don't pay any heed to the spiritualists or the saintly people, who avoid the association of saintly people, who are not interested, they live like two-legged animals. They are also called Naradama, like that he is saying. So in this way, the definitions of Naradama Prabhupada gives here, those are called Anaryans also, Anaryans. So, Ajamila was leading an Aryan life, but he became Anarya by his Brashtachar, Durachar or whatever. Similarly, you can see Swayambhava Manu, Prabhupada quotes, as an ideal Aryan. Swayambhava Manu and Kardava Muni, he quoted. Kardava Muni as a Brahmana, Swayambhava Manu as a Kshatriya. But when Arjuna refused to fight the battle of Kurukshetra, what did Krishna call him? Anarya Jushtam. Aswargyam, Akirtikaram Arjuna, he told them. Arjuna, you are supposed to be an Aryan. Aryan means, you know, you will walk the path of God. One, even little bit also, you will not deviate. Like for example, a Brahmana will never kill. But a Kshatriya will never hesitate to kill in a battle, especially the enemies, for the sake of establishing Dharma. So everybody's Dharma is well laid out. So you are becoming a coward. You are putting your bow down and weeping, sitting on your chariot. So you are becoming Anarya, he told them. Aswargyam, this will not give you a glorious future. Akirtikaram Arjuna, he told them. So there Krishna actually is chastising him as Anarya. So that's what he is saying in the first part of the purport here. Yeah, here, purposes. The word Nrinam is very important. Among human beings, there are different types of men. Of these, those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness are called Aryans. Among Aryans, one who engages in the bhakti of the Lord is most successful in life. The word Nrinam indicates that lower animals are not expected to engage in the devotion service of the Lord. But in perfect human society, everyone should engage in the devotion service of the Lord. It doesn't matter whether one is poor or rich or black or white. And then Prabhupada goes on to say, at the present moment, civilized nations have given up God consciousness for economic development. So when once Narada Muni came to Indraprastha and he met Yudhishthira Maharaj, he asked him a very important question. Actually, Narada and Yudhishthira and all, you know, whenever they talk, they also keep in mind the rest of the world. For the benefit of the people also they talk. So Narada asked him a question. Oh great king, are you absorbed in your dharma, neglecting your artha? Which means sometimes a king may become so absorbed in spirituality. You know, he may... You heard about Peshwas? The Peshwas are becoming too much religious. So some of the envious, inimical kings wanted to take over them. So, at one period of time. So, then one of the descendants of the Peshwas became awakened and he became alerted in order to drive away the inimical kings. Because sometimes Kshatriya should be religious, but not so religious that Prabhupada says the difference between a Brahmana and a Kshatriya is a Brahmana should produce auspiciousness by reciting the scriptures, by teaching people good behavior, good habits, Krishna consciousness, everything to people, and giving the right upadesh, giving justice, and acting as a enlightener in the society, and bringing about happiness for the people by keeping God in the center. This is Brahmana's work. And for that, Brahmana should be well equipped himself with brahminical qualities of truthfulness, you know, shastra chakshu, and peace of mind, controlled senses, and also religiosity, and austerity, and cleanliness, all these qualities. Brahmana should do that. Whereas Kshatriya, he is expected to move around in the society and see whether any atrocities are happening. And he has to witness, observe, and he has to control the atrocities in society. The Kshatriya cannot be sitting in the palace, you know, drinking wine, you know, smoking cigarette and enjoying with women. Such a king would be ruined. His character would be ruined. He is not supposed to enjoy the privileges which are given to a king. Rather, he should be duty bound. His duty is, therefore, Kardamuni told Swayambhu Manu, "Oh, my dear king, the whole world is benefited by a king like you who is mounting his chariot, taking his horses and travelling all across the globe and supervising the world to check whether religion is in order or whether any atrocities are happening, any corruption is happening, whether ministers are not abusing the masses and also whether people are all aligned with Varnashrama Dharma. Is every member of the Praja engaged in some meaningful Varna? And also, are they situated in a proper ashrama?" So, it's the duty of the king to go around and watch it. Correct, no? So, therefore, Prabhupada says here that at the present moment, I told about Yudhishthira Maharaj. Narada came to Yudhishthira and said, "Are you only sticking to Dharma and not worrying about Artha? Because if a man is a Grihastha, a man is a king, he has to worry about the arthic vikas also. Or are you worried only about the artha, foregoing dharma?" Which is what Prabhupada says here. You see, at present moment, civilized nations have given up God consciousness for economic development. That means they have given up dharma for the sake of artha. Yeah, they have given up dharma for artha. Or Narada asked, "Or you have succumbed to kama or pleasures of this world. When you do that, what happens? Dharma and artha go for a toss and a person becomes completely degraded like an animal." That nobody should follow the path of only kama. Kamasyana indriya pritir, it is said. Which means ideally one should give up the kama or accept minimum kama, whatever is quota is allotted in the scriptures, and balance the dharma and artha. You should do dharma and artha. You should do dharma in such a way that you also have, you know, material welfare and spiritual welfare balance should be done. But in the recent past, Prabhupada is saying that present moment, they are actually no longer interested in advancing in God consciousness. Formerly, their forefathers were engaged in executing religious principles. Whether it's a Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, anyone. Then he comes to the second very important thing. Birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken, like that he says. Like, you know, there is a shloka by Chanakya. He says, your putra should be either a gunavan or bhaktiman. Any one out of the two. If you have a putra who has neither of this, it's useless to have a putra. He is only mutra only. He is good for nothing. You should be either a person of good quality, good behavior and character, so that people in society are happy by his conduct. And such a person will be pious also and religious, and eventually he can become bhaktiman. Or a putra should be a bhaktiman. His heart is resonating with the scriptures. He is attracted to go to temple, bow down to God, study the scriptures, lead a pure life, teach people pure life. Whoever he be, maybe a brahmachari or a grihastha, whatever. So he should be a bhaktiman. But if he is neither neither of this, he is useless. He says, in the same manner, he says, what is that kanena chakshushara? He says that pidaiva kevalam. Like eye, for example, the eyes are supposed to be used for seeing. But sometimes, imagine if a person has a blind eye and is having a wound also. It is only causing pain, but it cannot help in seeing. Similarly, he says that a son who is a bad son, like Vena, or like Duryodhana, or like such kinds of sons, the bad sons, like Vena gives so much trouble to society and also to his father Anga. And Duryodhana gave so much, created one, because of one Duryodhana, so much war and crores of people have to die for this fellow. And also Pandavas were put to so much trouble. So you will find he brings, he's a disgrace to the family. So therefore he is saying here that a person's birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken. Otherwise the birth is simply useless. Even if somebody is born in a Brahmana family, but he can become atheistic Brahmana also, like our Charvak. One can be like that. There are similarly